Ultimate Movie Championship, brought to you by Cutthroat Comics, cutthroatcomics.com. Check out the comic Stingray.
Stingray!
Available now. So yeah, we go to flickchart.com/IDP, and we battle to build our epic movie list. Flickchart gives us two movies. We decide which one we deem greater and truer.
This is Thanksgiving, so I think we need to go with top 50.
Okay. Our movies. You can set up your own list on Flickchart if you wish. Top 50. Oh, shit. So we've ranked almost 1,000 movies. And
now we're going to try to help out our top 20.
Maybe.
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 Ooh, this is interesting. It's an interesting matchup. So
not for
me. I got to refresh this. So we got Con Air versus Speed.
Speed 1, to
speed
be precise.
One, sorry, OG Speed.
Don't want to get this confused with Boat Speed.
And as far as franchise goes, I'm surprised Con Air hasn't had a sequel. I mean, all you have to do is plane flight with different ex-cons.
No,
it's just
it has to be the same people.
It does
it
not
be.
At all. It's a if you want to do
that
a franchise,
movie.
You
want
to talk
movie.
About, you want to talk about sequels to potential Speed 2, Cruise Control. Oh, somebody takes hostage of a fucking boat. Con Air, inmates on a plane, shit goes bad. You know,
yeah,
fucking
but
crazy.
Keanu was in both Speeds.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't in the second one. What's her face was in both.
Oh shit, you're right. My bad.
I don't think I've ever seen all of Speed 2.
Yeah,
but
and exactly.
I did
how
like
how'd
it.
Speed 2 go?
It wasn't
like,
good.
Don't make anything.
It was a money grab.
Con Air
Con
is
Air
the weirdest.
Too?
It's
I
the weirdest movie
too.
That everyone likes.
I love it.
Even though it's terrible.
I would love.
It's a terrible
I love,
movie.
I would love. Yeah, but it's a
but
fucking
it's perfect,
stupid action
it's
movie.
It's perfectly
yeah.
terrible.
It's one of the few Michael Bay movies that's before he thought he was a good filmmaker.
Put the bunny down.
I would love
down.
To see the guys that did. God damn it! What's the fucking the dude? It's like a video game movie. The dude that did Transporter. Totally blanking on the Crash. Charge.
Jason Statham.
Shock. Yeah. What's that movie? What's that movie? Action movie. He did two sequels.
Crank.
Crash. Crank. Those guys. Con Air 2. Make that shit happen. I would love to see that. You know how psyched I would be to see that? It's just going to be an exciting,
it's been too long,
stupid
man. It's
action
almost
movie.
20 years.
It doesn't fucking matter. I'd more way more excited than that than all the other bullshit they're doing. They're all trying to ruin good movies from our childhood. I want to remake.
Hey, they're
I want
remaking
to do a sequel.
Triple X, so there
the,
you
a
go.
Sequel. It's a sequel. That's fine. That's the same vein. I'd rather Con Air than Triple X. Michael Bisping! Michael Bisping! Yeah, I mean, so that's like so many fighters could do that because they'd have small parts. They all look menacing. Fucking Keith Jardine would be great.
Tate
Put
Fletcher
him in the,
will be.
Yeah,
he's
going to
be in
it too. They'll both be. It's
and they will both
production.
Die.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Tim Kennedy might even show up in there.
Just side note, Tate, he has like an episode basically where he's like kind of the main focus of an episode, and then like he's featured a couple times, and I think maybe just the next one, but he's like a main focus for one episode, which is crazy. I still haven't noticed Cowboy yet, but I think he was on there. I just may have missed him. There's a lot of cowboys.
Con Air.
Con Air versus Speed. Pop quiz, Hop Shot. Man, I've been so busy like hoping for a Con Air sequel. I haven't thought about this match. I'm thinking of the future, bro.
It wasn't even hard for me. Con Air.
Why? You don't like, you're not a fan of Speed. You're not
Speed's
a fan of Speed.
Not a bad. I like
it's
it.
Fun.
It's a fun movie, but it's not Con Air.
It's Con Air on a bus.
No.
Kind of, but you're like terrorists.
Got Danny Trejo, fucking Steve Buscemi, like the
Dude, they're
weird.
Both probably in both of them. No, they're not.
The weird, like, I know. Amalgamation of it. Dave Chappelle, Cuba.
I know. I understand this. It's what I love. Fucking
Don't they throw Q-Ball's dead body out of the plane with a note on it?
Yeah. Yeah, to signal somebody that...
Because he got caught up in the landing gear or whatever because he was trying to jump in.
Yeah. I think they sent a pilot down to, like, go check out and see what the problem was because they couldn't, like, repressurize. There was an alarm going off and a person with a gun's like, bah, bah, alarm, bah, bah, I'm going to shoot you if you don't fix the alarm. Con Air. I'm good with Con Air. I do like Speed, though. They're very close. It's very rare that we get a matchup like Speed and Con Air, where they're very similar types
very
of movies.
Same genre.
They're popcorn, action, adrenaline kind of movies from the 90s. Home Alone, speaking of holiday movies, one of the better Christmas movies, versus There's Something About Mary, one of the better hair gel movies, I guess. Right.
Essentially, it's a romantic comedy. If you really think about it,
it's like a high school comedy, like that kind of humor, American Pie kind of shit. They're not high school people, but
they are
Fairly Brothers.
And they are at one point.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the first part of it. Yeah.
That's a significant part of
these
it.
These are two classic comedies.
They are.
This is not a good. This 50. Thing here.
Well, it's a holiday. It's a holiday. We're trying to narrow shit down.
I know.
And for me, I
don't know. I'm not strong right off the bat with either of these.
I would have to say for me.
I mean, I guess there's something that makes me lean towards Mary.
There's something about Mary between the. Have you seen my baseball? Matt Dillon's great in that shit. The
best Macaulay Culkin movie.
I really like Party Monster.
I've never been into that. I remember watching it because it was like
I did drugs.
It's one of those independent movies, especially like when I started getting into them. It's like, Party Monster's like gotta watch it. But
it's a good movie though.
Yeah.
It's a true-ish story.
Yeah, it's good. I'm not saying it's not good, but by far best movie, Home Alone. One.
And it's such a great
president
movie.
Was an actor in the second one.
Yeah, that's fair.
Or president-elect, or whatever the fuck we're supposed to call him. Here's the thing. This holiday season, or just this time of year, I'm more likely to watch Home Alone just because.
Yes, but
I haven't watched this Something About Mary. I probably watched Home Alone.
I've probably watched
multiple
Home Alone
times more often. More,
but again, it came out.
I know. But this holiday. So like kind of excuse it. This is what you brought on this. But this is what you brought on this, Keith.
For me, there's something about Mary, even though Home Alone is a great movie. But there's something about Mary is one of those movies that.
Damn it. Frank and Beans. It's just so good. Yeah, it's a really tough one. It's a tough one, but yeah, Something About Mary.
There's so many more Pesci movies I'd rather see.
Oh yeah, for sure. Jurassic Park versus Finding Nemo.
Jurassic Park.
The only good Jurassic Park movie versus
one of
it's a very good Pixar movie, top it's one of their top. It's not like Cars or they've had some slow balls in there.
Yeah,
but it's a great movie. Well,
Wall-E, while being visually great,
love
is
Wall-E. I love Wall-E.
I'm like,
I'm not a big fan of the end of Wall-E. I mean,
well,
I like
where everyone's fat pieces of shit and
yeah, it's like at least they appreciate nature more than current electoral states. I mean, Jurassic Park, first off, as far as blending CG and live action from 1993, 23 years ago,
using CG
years
and practical
ago, still
that,
holds
that
up.
Both looked perfect,
better CG than this year's fucking Suicide Squad. Better CG than last year's Jurassic Park.
Have you rewatched it recently? It's I mean, the CG now is a little bit better, but it's still, it was so great for then.
But I also remember 23 years later what, there wasn't great CG. And like,
no.
It was a very,
it was visually low
budget kind of, it was a long, long trailer. Yeah, Jurassic Park, for sure. Hold, like, there's nothing, like, even, I don't even think,
they
like,
brought dinosaurs back to life.
Forrest Gump. Around the same time, maybe year before or after, doesn't hold up as good as Jurassic Park. And there was a lot of CG in that that was really good at the time.
Well, like,
like, when, holy shit, he's talking to
Kennedy.
Kennedy, or
I believe you said he had to pee.
He showed Nixon his ass.
I got shot in the butt. Something bit me.
Holy shit. This is not going to happen, but it's interesting fighting for the title. So the number one movie currently on our list, Office Space from 1999, versus Lethal Weapon 2.
Diplomatic Immunity.
Second one. Bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as good as the first one.
It's really good.
The first Lethal Weapon is by far the best Lethal Weapon.
Yes. But as a kid.
And one of the best action movies.
As a kid,
one of the best.
I like 2 better because it
was on all the time.
Came out more.
It was on TV all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Because I remember that fucking toilet scene. I remember seeing it so many times. It would just be on TV.
Office Space.
Yeah. It's like, what are we doing here? Like, I mean, yeah.
Mel Gibson. We're saying Lethal Weapon 2 is a good movie.
Check it out.
It's in our
check
top 50.
If you haven't checked out, Lethal Weapon 1 is one of the best action movies. And, like, one of the best
Lethal Weapon
2's
shined up a little bit.
It's different director.
It's
different writer,
it's
too.
It's very glossed up.
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to how gritty the first one really was.
There's a big, like, monologue scene in the kitchen of Lethal Weapon 2 where he's describing all of the emotional things that drove the entire movie of the first one.
Yeah.
But he just kind of whips them out. And, like, I recently tried to rewatch Lethal Weapon 2 because we watched the first one. And I was like, I don't really feel like watching this.
Did you get to where Pesci was at?
No, I didn't. I think he's in the third one. He's not in this one. I think he's the third one.
I think he's in 2, 3, and 4.
Maybe. I didn't get that far.
Leo Getz.
I went to the part where Riggs is having a conversation with Murtaugh's wife, and he's basically explaining the entire reason we are emotionally invested in him in the first movie, because his wife dies. He's like suicidal. She finds a pen and he's like, oh, this pen. Let me tell you what this pen means. It's a lot of emotions. I almost killed myself. Your husband knows. I'm getting too old for this shit.
Office Space.
100%. My stapler. It's my stapler.
The red swing line. They didn't even make red swing lines until that movie you were telling me? Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Oh, shit. I'm really nervous. Sometimes I'm nervous when Full Metal Jack comes up because I know you love the first half of that. I mean, the whole thing. But the first half is
the first half is the best half.
I would love for you to do a report right now on the second half and what actually happens in it.
Yeah, fucking Joker goes over to Nam and he fucking is doing his reporting.
Is he the Joker at one point?
Or is that what
he's
called?
That's what he's called. Right. You know,
Private Pyle,
right.
Private Joker.
I literally haven't watched the second half of that movie in probably 2002?
He's wearing a peace symbol pin on his thing and it gets in trouble for that.
Did he have the cards in his hat, or was that somebody?
That's someone else.
Anyway, I think that's
a lot
also,
of people had those cards, had a card in their helmet. Yeah.
But I mean, when it's going up against like this
Full
fucking
Metal Jacket
underrated
against the Goonies,
yeah, it's like who
it's
gives
the
a shit?
Goonies.
Who gives a shit about Goonies? It's like nobody cares. I want to see a remake of that. I want to see the old good one. I want to see a remake. Can we have some CG? I don't want to see Sloth with makeup. Can I just have him be like CG'd, like the cape?
That was some really good makeup for back then, too, because he looked like
he looked authentic.
Yeah. Like, I was like, where did they find that guy?
I don't know. It's always different when you rewatch shit on a big screen in HD nowadays.
It probably looks like shit. Mistakes
show up a lot.
Whatever.
I don't know if I've seen. I think it still holds up, though. I'm going to go with that.
I like
still.
Practical. I mean, shit. The some of the original like Star Wars aliens hold up.
The best CG that they do today is CG that they just augment. They just kind of clean up physical shit and make it look a little bit better. That looks the best. Because they're molding off of real shit versus like trying to come up with shit. And it's like human eye.
Pretty good
understands.
At like even with that, like Life of Pi or whatever, like the tiger.
It wasn't that great.
The tiger, it was pretty fucking
in the boat.
Good.
In the boat. I'm like, there were scenes.
I haven't seen the whole movie.
It was. Here's the thing.
Clips of it.
I saw it. I mean, it was the old projector, but I watched it on the projector. And it just wasn't good, man. I mean, it was good. Not for a second did I believe any of that shit was real.
And that's got to be the hardest, like, to do, like, a big cat and shit.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like the,
just
like,
the hair
with all
flows
the hair,
too
yeah.
good. It
and,
just flows
and
too
with,
good.
And there, it's the muscle moving and the hair moving with the muscle.
Here's the
like,
thing that always fucks it up. If they would ever do that with depth of field, throw some depth of field into it to give it some... But everything's always, like, super saturated, super in focus. Everything looks perfect. Like, human eyes,
yeah.
like, it just looks wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
There's always something yeah. about a complete... I mean, even in The Revenant,
yeah.
how that bear looked so good...
That was probably...
It still looked fake.
There were still moments. There was, like, when it fogged up the glass. Like, there's moments like that where they don't really place it in anything. Like, it's throwing up dirt and
yeah.
shit like that, and there's probably... I bet a lot of, like, the dirt effects and things like that were practical, and then they threw the lens thing.
Yeah.
Could have been practical, too. They could have filmed the lens thing.
Well, I mean,
kind of
there was a
it.
Guy that was in a suit.
Yeah.
Like, not a bear suit, but, like, one of those...
Yeah, yeah. They give him, like, reference things, but he was still on a rig when, like, Leo was getting torn around
yeah.
and shit like that. I have no idea how you would make that movie. Like... Everything in that movie is so crazy, just like trying to make a movie that appears to be a continuous shot or like a lot of segments of it, and it's like this super vast open wilderness.
Knowing that it was such a one-shot movie, I
yeah.
kept trying to watch to see where I could see cuts, mm-hmm. and it was mostly
oh, I
seamless.
I said
mostly
in,
seamless.
Yeah, but in
The Goonies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But in fuck, what was the other one that he did? The Batman, Birdman.
Birdman.
Cuz that was made to look like a continuous shot.
Yeah.
Like you can see all the every time they sweep across like a still
to something, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff even in The Revenant where they did it where they actually took in movement shots with people. You can almost see like kind of the crop lines where they kind of mesh shots. There was a few things, but it's like I'm so used to, like, Photoshop that what it starts to look like is bad Photoshop, which I can see usually pretty, except for colors, clearly. But, like, technique-wise of, like, blending shit, like, images and shadows and, like, knowing what the lighting looks like on certain things. And it's, like, it's just, it's all about understanding, like, everybody can see that shit.
Yeah.
But they don't know why it looks fake. Like, but it's like maybe the shadows are casting that way on the face, but then the body, the shadows, like the light source come from the other direction. You don't understand why it looks weird, but that's why it looks weird.
Yeah.
You just, your eye knows it's wrong, but you don't know what the fuck it is, the reason is. So, like, I see it, but it's still, it's like one of the best visually. Like, I would love to rewatch that again at some point. Because, like, I don't think the new projector and like I think I had like a shitty version of it, like a low res version
yeah.
of it.
It was
but it was really good.
It was an Oscar tester.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're part of the Academy. Sorry. More blacks next time. Got it. Goonies for sure. Well,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Anchorman 2 or no, Anchorman 2. Lead the Weapon 2 versus Anchorman
1. The
one.
First Anchorman.
The first Anchorman.
The only good Anchorman.
Well, the second one's not bad.
I just checked out.
Maybe your
I checked out mentally. I wasn't expecting good. I took forever to watch it.
I don't know that I've even rewatched it.
I never heard anything. I've never heard anybody say it's a good movie. Never. So when I watched it, I wasn't expecting Like, I really never heard anybody mention it, and any time anybody did mention it, yeah. It was like, it wasn't very, it was like, clearly a mediocre kind of review of a mediocre yeah. follow-up to, a like, just a classic fucking movie. So, yeah, Anchorman, for sure. Versus Lethal Weapon 2, but, yeah. you know, come on. All right. Coming in. This is interesting, but, you know, I did bring up this movie earlier. Good Will Hunting versus Con Air. Good Will Hunting.
Con Air.
You're just saying Con Air because you don't like Good Will. Good Will Hunting's a really good movie.
Because I don't like Good Will Hunting.
You like Good Will Hunting. You're just a douche. It's got your fucking boyfriend in it. I don't even like him. And he's not even very good in this movie, but thankfully, he's just like a side character of, you know, the talented actors in the movie that are not him. His brother, Casey Affleck, is better.
If you throw these two movies in front of me, every time I'm going to pick Con Air.
No.
Absolutely. No, like, which movie do you want to watch? If you can only watch one of these two movies, which movie are you going to watch?
If I'm like Desert right Island now. Shit,
yeah.
I go Good Will Hunting.
Con Air.
Because Good Will Hunting's just like way more.
Came out the same year,
yeah.
And I'm sure Good Will Hunting is going to score higher, but I'll ride or die Con Air on this. You can take it to the judges if you want.
What did you go against Con Air for? What was the other action? Oh, Speed. You did go Con Air.
Yeah.
But yeah, Good Will Hunting is like, oh my goodness. I mean, yeah, I'll waste some time and go to the fucking Rotten Tomatoes on this one.
I mean, I'm not.
I'm just curious what Con Air is.
It's probably terrible.
It's ever come up.
It's probably terrible.
Con Air, Nicolas Cage, John Cusack, John Malkovich.
54. Yeah, you're going to win.
That's not bad for Con Air, though. 70. I was just curious to know what Con Air was. I know.
Good Will Hunting is going to crush.
I was the polls during this election. Okay. That could have been the Trump of things. I'd be like, there's no way Con Air is going to win. There's no way. Yeah. So versus.
It's like 60.
Good Will Huntington.
97.
It was nominated for Academy Award. Yeah. It lost.
9 Academy Award nominations.
Well, yeah, but Best Picture. It lost to James Cameron's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Titanic?
Half a good movie.
Titanic?
Titanic won that year. I think Titanic won that year. I'm almost positive it won that year.
Probably.
All right. Good Will Hunting.
Bullshit.
Cry me a river, bro. The Hangover.
I lost that one. I'm going to protest. Fuck you.
You're so passionate all of a sudden for Con Air.
I'm going to fucking light my torch.
You're going to like mount some bars to the wall and start doing push-ups on him.
Yeah, fuck you.
Nicolas Cage. Nicolas Cage. Face off. Con Air. Family Man.
The Wicker Man.
Oh, man. There's so many Nicolas Cage movies. I almost want to do... like a shitty Nicolas Cage movie day, because there's so many shitty Nicolas Cage movies that I haven't watched.
You could do like a shitty Nicolas Cage movie week. I guess he made one with Hayden Christensen a couple years ago.
Did he cry?
Direct to video, and they were like,
guaranteed.
He does an accent, and they're like medieval fucking knights and shit. So it's terrible.
That's awesome.
Terrible.
I would totally love to go not watch that somewhere.
The original Hangover versus Men in Black.
I have never been called, like, growing up, every time I've had a beard, I've never been called Zach Galifianakis more. Like, that's the number one thing, like, ever. Oh, no, that's not true. At work, it was Duck Dynasty, because they're a bunch of fucking... the wrong kind of Trump supporters, let's call them that. The swastika-bearing...
Yeah.
Hood mounted.
I've met them.
Yeah. So The Hangover, the only good Hangover movie, the only good one, which was a great movie.
Great movie.
Versus the only good, I mean, the second one's right.
Black 2 is not good. Right.
A lot of people are like, you should love it, the second one, because it's got a pug in it. It's like, no.
Men in Black 3's... I don't know if I saw it. All right.
What was the third one?
It's goes back in time. They have to get Kay back. Right.
Young, what's his face?
Tommy Lee Jones was Josh Brolin.
Right. That's true. It was all right.
I'm going the Hangover.
The first one's still the best one.
Yeah.
The first one is still the best one.
But I'm going The Hangover.
Yeah, I'm going The Hangover too. I'm going the first Hangover. Sorry. Hangover 1.
Two more.
All right. Terminator 2, El Judgment Deo versus Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? It's Terminator 2.
Yeah, all day.
Oh Brother is a great movie,
though. It's a great movie.
But it's going to beat most other James Cameron movies.
But when you were 10 years old when this came out, that shit was the most awesome shit you'd ever seen.
Another movie. A lot of his movies probably hold up well, but that was one that like broke. Like was it T-2000 when he went through the bars?
T-1000.
Sorry. Where he went through the bars and you could see him like melting through the bars. I remember seeing a special. Like where they went behind the scenes of the special effects for that.
Where he invented the floor, and then he comes up.
Yeah.
After the dude had stepped on him and becomes that dude, yeah. He gets his coffee cup, and that's a famous duo, like twin actors, like that played that part. Yeah, because it was in like the psych ward. And he gets his coffee cup and he's like, full house or something. Because you know how a lot of the old coffee cup dispensers would have like playing cards on them.
Okay. I never went to any, but yeah.
Well, they had like each cup would have like a different hand. And then the bottom would have like your wild card.
Okay.
And he was like,
anything?
You didn't win shit. It's just
something to distract you from being at a job where you got coffee out of this.
It's kind of like fucking Snapple Facts under the thing. It's just something fun. You and your buddy get a coffee together, and you're like,
who wins?
Yeah, who wins?
And he's like, oh, I don't know. Oh shit, I spilled.
That'd be all
the
shitty.
The gag. Yeah, he's like, oh, it's my wild card. Oh, it's you. Ha ha.
But yeah, when he comes out, and then they're face to face, and then he kills that dude. Those two dudes were twins, so that was a practical.
Okay.
Like they didn't have to mirror image shit.
The video game Terminator 2 video game. Remember that? It was one of those gun games.
Oh, I fucking played the shit out of that game.
So much money on that game.
Yeah.
Because it's like you get to like one of the last levels, you're in the back of a thing and he's chasing you. You got a fucking, and then it's like you're at the refinery or whatever, the very end of the movie. And it's like you're shooting like these fucking grenade launcher things into them, blows them up. So stressful. Such a stressful game to play. It's a lot of fun though. Yeah. Like Area 57? Area 57? Is that right?
51?
51. Area 51. There's a video game, Area 51. Yeah. Similar. So addicting. All right. So, yeah. Terminator 2. Finding Nemo versus Braveheart. They may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom.
Braveheart.
Oh, 100%.
All right. Well, last one.
All right. Ooh, that's an interesting beat. I almost thought that Beetlejuice poster was a Fear and Loathing poster.
Yeah,
I
was like, what is going on?
Is that
a definite fan made?
What's the dude's name? Not Giant Depp, but what's the other dude?
Why did they spell?
It's probably like French or something.
No, but I'm saying, why do they spell Beetlejuice like that on the posters, but in the movie, when they fucking find his flyer,
right? It's spelled different. Maybe it's just to trick him into saying it.
Well, you remember how she was like, Beetlejuice?
Is tricking him into saying it.
How's that tricking them? Like,
no, if in the movie.
You have to say Beetlejuice.
If it's spelled wrong, maybe you'll say it multiple times, which would draw him in.
Even if you say it, you have to say it right.
I know, but like, if it's spelled wrong, like right when you say it right, the first time after saying a bunch of wrong, oh, that makes sense, Beetlejuice. Yeah, it's Beetlejuice. Right there, you saw it three times.
Ah,
it's a trick. It's a little trick. It's close enough to where you'll get it, but once you get it, you know, people like to say things a lot once they get it right.
Is that Beetlejuice?
Yeah, it totally makes
sense. Is that Beetlejuice?
Totally makes sense.
Is that Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But you don't even know you're calling shit. It's like, oh, it's pest control.
Well, you do know when you...
Pest control? Yeah, CTRLs. Pest control. Got it. Oh!
Son of a bitch!
Hey, hey, hey! Wait.
Wait, he's turning into Fat Albert?
It's Pest Control's Fat Albert. Versus Boogie Nights. Boogie Nights versus Beetlejuice.
Boogie Nights is a great movie, but it's not Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
And I'm not voting against Beetlejuice. That's against crazy. Boogie Nights.
This is disappointing. Because I agree, but it's disappointing that...
The Boogie Nights has to lose, but it's still in the top 50.
I'm just thinking of directors. I love the director of Boogie Nights. He's done amazing.
It's a great...
He's done, like, way more... Like, everything he's done is better than all of... But it's, like, out of... Out of Tim Burton shit, Beetlejuice. And this is probably totally... Like, there's... Tomorrow,
this
I'd probably
is
be,
totally
like, diehard
subjective,
Boogie Nights.
But, yeah.
Right now,
fucking
I'm going
Beetlejuice.
Yeah, I go with Beetlejuice. Even though I don't like the... I don't like either of the posters. All right, this is the last one?
All right.
Oh, this is pretty easy. Full Metal Jacket versus The Departed.
The Departed.
All right. All right, that's it. Everybody right. go to IDP, flickchart.com/IDP. Check out our top list.
Still there. Like,
well, it's no, but me myself is above it. I don't know where it was before, but it's above it now. So let's do our top 20. See what our last 50 did, positive or negative.
I kind of feel like Anchorman jumped up, but we'll go for Office Space is number 1, number 2 Anchorman, number 3 Inglourious Basterds, number 4 Forrest Gump, number 5 There's Something About Mary,
number 6 Home Alone, number 7 Toy Story, number 8 Good Will Hunting, number 9 really this is actually I'm pretty good about it. I feel good so far. Number 9 Terminator 2, number 10 Oh Brother Where Art Thou. Interesting, though.
Number 11, Kingsman. Number 12, Star Wars, the OG. Number 13, Big. Number 14, Donnie Darko. Number 15, Coming to America.
Number 16, Life of Brian. 17, Elf. 18, The Lion King. Number 19, Star Wars, Episode 3, Scream Up at the Skies, because Hayden Christensen is in it. And rounding out the top 20, way lower than it should be, because the dude respects, The Big Lebowski, number 20, rounding out our top 20 on Flick Chart. Go check it out.
The top 20 is getting better.
It's slowly getting there. The top 10 is looking really good. The 11 through 20...
There's still
has
some
it doesn't
that
have
need,
bad movies.
They need
They're
weeded
good
out.
Movies.
They're good movies, but
they're
they don't
not
need
top
to be
20
there.
Movies.
No.
Yeah, there's a lot of movies that we've gone over that deserve the thing. So we'll see. We'll figure out. There's we should just,
might
we
can, just
there's
go
so
top
many different
50
ways
again
to experiment
the next
with
time.
New. Yeah, but that's not going to get. I mean, it might, but I mean, there's a lot of different
it
ways.
It hurts
we can
me
do.
To go top 20 because it's just too.
Well, but we could do genres. We could do. We could just split it up and just do completely different things too.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's whatever. It's growing. It's growing a lot better from when we started. It was a little depressing. Some we had
Beauty
we
and the Beast is not on the top 20.
Star Wars Episode 3 was like top 5.
Yeah,
for a
it
while.
Needs to go
it's
away
top 5
but...
for a while. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.